Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the virtue of pardoning people. As you know, forgiveness and pardoning people is one of the virtues in Islam. It's a virtue in all religions, you know. His famous saying that says that to err is human, to forgive is divine. This is, you know, not only is it one of the human virtues, it's also one of the sifat and attributes of God Almighty that we have been asked to adopt, you know, within ourselves. And pardoning people and forgiving them is its merit has been alluded to in a couple of places in the Holy Quran. For example, in one place we read the following: the requital of evil is an evil like it. So whoever pardons and conciliates, his reward lies with Allah. Indeed, he does not like the wrongdoers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said the following in one verse of the Holy Quran. He says, those who spend in ease and adversity and suppress their anger and pardon the faults of people, Allah loves the virtuous. Right, so, you know, if it is also, you know, very famous hadith from the Holy Prophet, irham turham, if you are merciful and kind to people and forgive them, you will also be dealt with kindly and mercifully, and you know you will be forgiven by them. And in this connection, the Holy Prophet has been narrated as having said, if you are faced by anger, avert it through pardon. For verily, a caller will call out on the day of resurrection, whoever has a claim for a reward from Allah should stand up, and none will stand up except the pardoners. Have you not heard the verse of Allah at Most High? So whoever pardons and conciliates, his reward lies with Allah. فَمَنْ أَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. It's also been narrated that the Holy Prophet said, pardoning is incumbent upon you. Pardoning people is incumbent and necessary for you. For verily, pardoning others only increases the servant's honor. So pardon each other. So pardon each other's faults, and Allah will grant you honor. And it's been narrated that the sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, said the following: three of the noble characteristics in this world and in the hereafter are the following. To pardon one who has wronged you. Somebody wrongs us and we pardon him. This is one of these virtues. The second is to reconcile with the one who has cut you off. If somebody has severed ties with you, if you reconnect with them, this is one of the noble characteristics in this world. And the third is to be clement with the one who has been rash towards you. Finally, it's been narrated that Imam Baqir said, regret for having pardoned someone is better and easier than regret for having punished them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of pardoning others in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
محمد.